Hello and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. I'm your host, James Sutherland, and with me is Jason Hewlett, the amazing producer extraordinaire.
Wow, I'm now amazing producer extraordinaire. That's awesome.
Well, you wrote it down for me, so
well, I had to say it, right? You got to stick to the script.
Right. So there you go. So what else? I can't read the rest of your writing, so.
I know, it's Doctor's Chicken Scratch.
Thank you for listening.
You can find them on Facebook and Twitter.
Not Twitter.
No, Twitter's horrible. I'm going to leave Twitter, I've decided.
Oh, I think that's a very wise decision.
Yeah, it's just a cesspool.
Oh, that's a great word.
I love
it. Really early in the morning to use that word.
It is. But that's how I feel about it. Every time I go on there, I'm like, feel dirty.
You feel like you're drowning in a cesspool of
chaos and moral.
Questionable
morals? Yes, questionable morals. I was going to do moral something, but I couldn't think of a derogatory word to use after moral.
If you would have written it down like you did, but your line about the producer thing, then we would have been okay.
Oh, well, you know, I only got one good line in me a day usually.
So, last week, we had a discussion about overtraining, and the great partnership to overtraining is rest days.
Yes.
That's a great way to recuperate after overtraining excessively, which many people do.
Well, I am on a couple of rest recovery days right now after pulling my hamstring running the other day, which was also the last day I'll ever be running.
I told you running was bad, but you didn't believe me. But yeah, you know, and it's, you know, I've had some feedback on the previous show about overtraining, and you know, I actually had a client the other day who's brand new getting back into it. He used to work out a number of years ago and he's getting back into it now, so he worked out a couple days in a row and he's like, okay, I'll come in tomorrow. I was like, no, you know, so we arranged an appointment for a couple days later. So, you know, and so then I actually ironically had to have the rest day discussion with him because he was eager to get back into it and try to get himself back closer to where he wanted to be. So we had to have a bit of a discussion on why rest days are important, because you know, a lot of people just feel they can go 5 or 6 or even 7 days a week without resting because, you know, I'm tough, I can handle it.
Well, and there's maybe a point in your life where you can handle it, but eventually that point in your life ends.
Yes.
From either overwork or just age.
Or injuring. You know, and like hamstrings.
They get wrecked running.
From running, yes. You know, so with exercising, there's, you know, like a lot of people don't really understand it. You know, you just work out, you do your bicep curls or your bench press or your squats and muscles just grow. Well, actually, they don't that way. You know, they get torn apart every time you work out. The muscle fibers, the sarcomeres that make up the muscle fibers are getting stretched and pulled and literally ripped apart. And it was recently discovered by the Northwestern Medical School University in Feinberg that...
Well, you could read what I wrote there. Good.
Yeah, sort of. Actually, that part's my writing and I can't read that ever, so I got lucky. But anyways, yeah, it was discovered by them that there's the nucleoli, which is all the science people know. You went to school, right?
Yeah, I didn't do science though.
Oh. Well, that's the brain power of the cell, basically. So when you're ripping these muscle fibers apart, and the sarcomeres that make these up, the nuclei of these cells immediately, within up to 5 hours, go to where all these microscopic little tears are, and they start trying to repair them.
Okay.
And that can take anywhere, depending on the person, it can take anywhere from 5 to 24 hours to have that process underway. So if you think about it, and you do a great arm workout and chest workout, for example, on one day, and then you turn around and try to go back to the gym 18 hours later and work your shoulders and your back, well, guess what? Your chest and your arms are still moving, still helping you with most of these exercises as ancillary muscles. So these muscles that you just started to try to repair, and your body is trying to go, okay, yeah, let's put this back together and make it stronger, you're ripping them and pulling them apart again. So then you take the next day and you go in and do abs and then legs, and oh yeah, I'm going to do a little arms, you know, just because, you know, the leg day, you know, I hurt myself or I work too hard or I'm tired. So I'll just work out my arms because our arms are easier to just keep working. Well, for that's 2 to 3 consecutive days that you're constantly pulling these muscle fibers apart and tearing them apart and not giving them sufficient time for your body to put them back together and make them stronger. Because that's what they do when there's tears. The nuclei help to form and bring in more proteins to the muscle fibers and prevent calcium, because calcium in your body, if it gets into your muscle fibers, that is not a good thing.
No, no.
So by sealing up all these tears, it allows the muscle fibers, sarcomeres, to become stronger and grow bigger. You know, obviously not overnight.
No,
but,
no.
You know, over a period of time. So by having those rest days, it allows your body to rest and recover and get your body working again and get the muscles ready to go for your next big arm day or chest day or whatever it is. So there's a lot of things that can help with that, like BCAAs, branched chain amino acids, which you can get in a great powder form. You also get from food, mm-hmm. mainly from proteins. Or EAAs, essential amino acids, which goes from three BCAAs are in most of those beverages you can pick up at Supplement King or whatever. And EAAs are the essential amino acids. It's all nine. And so when you have more, it's just going to help expedite the process, if that makes any sense whatsoever, what I just rambled on about.
It does, actually, surprisingly. And that's why, and which, I mean, the core message is there is if you're working out like one part of your body, don't work it out again for like 48 hours, basically. Take that break. And, you know, if you really want to hit the gym 2 days in a row, do like upper body one day, lower body the next, rest completely. And then you could probably go back and do like another muscle group in the upper body. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. You know, like there's a lot of studies. A lot of people have different feelings about, oh, I'm going to work buys and back and tries and chest and buys and all this sort of stuff. Well, you know, there's a very, as I mentioned, one other episode on this lovely podcast is there's a very smart man that once said for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So when you're doing bicep curls, it's not just your biceps that are working. Your triceps are working because you're moving weight up and down mm-hmm. using your elbow joint. So, you know, if you tried to do a back and buys exercise and you come in the next day to do chest and tries or the other way around or whatever combination you try, you're still working the exact same muscles just differently.
Yeah.
Right? So you're starting to build them up and then you crush them down. And you're starting to build them up and you prevent the rehab and the rehabilitation of the muscles by your own body. So yeah, it's coming up with different ways to sort that out, whether you do, like you said, upper body, lower body days, and then you can even throw in an ab day,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's a lot of ab exercises you can do that don't really involve you're not using your biceps or your triceps or your chest to any significant amount that you're going to do any further damage to them. So trying to figure out the method that works best for you, but going every day, yeah, some people can handle that to a point. But what you can find is a lot of people that do that consecutively for, you know, 5 or 6 days in a row, take one rest day and then 5 or 6 days in a row. Over a period of time, whether that's months or years, the body will at one point, like you alluded to earlier, just go, you know what, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, like that's just think of your body, all the cells and your muscles working to rehab constantly. Think of you working 6 or 7 days a week for 6 months or 8 months or a year. How well is that going to go for you?
Well, I remember a summer of landscaping, which is hard physical work. I did brick and block. And then I kept boxing through that whole bit. And I kept running through that whole bit. And I also mountain biked on the weekends, right? So April was great. By September, everything sucked. Like it just did. The back went.
Yeah.
Knees were shot.
The body just gives up.
No, we're finished. Good thing you're doing irrigation blowouts for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Or you just walk
around and do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, you
and
can't.
That's exactly true. And that, you know, too many people, like we alluded to last week, don't listen to their body. Oh, it's a little tweak, a little sore. I'm just going to push through it today. Well, guess what? That's not always the best thing to do.
No.
You have to give your body time to repair. It's just like as we had our great month of mental health, you have to repair your mental health too, right? So your mental health and your physical health. Because if you have these little microscopic tears, and you're constantly working them over and not letting them heal, you're going to go up to bench press another time, your fourth day in a row, and you're going to start pushing. You won't be able to get even up to your max,
no.
for example, right? And then that's going to start playing with your mind because you're going to think, what am I doing? I'm working out all this. Maybe I have to work out harder.
Which right? is the worst thing you can do at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. So too many people don't listen to their body the right way. So with that sort of scenario, and when you've been doing a bench press, oh, I'm going to mix it up and do dumbbell chest press instead. Oh, and then, you know, that's not really mixing it up. It's mixing up the exercise, but you're still working the muscles the same way. They're not getting a chance to prepare themselves for the next workout. They're just getting going on their rehab, and then all of a sudden you're ripping them apart again. So listening to the body that way, going, okay, wait a second, my chest is sore to the touch even.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, I'm 20 pounds lighter on my chest press or whatever it might be. Listen to the body and go, wait a second, maybe that's my chest muscles telling me, take a day off, buddy.
Yeah.
Or two, you know? So being cognizant of that and having that mental capacity to go, okay, wait a sec, I'm not lifting as much as I was, or I can't do as many reps as I was 2 days ago. What's going on? Oh, wait, my body needs a break. Or my upper body needs a break, whatever the case may be.
And it's being able to set aside that ego that we have, especially guys.
Yes.
Right? And just be like, no, I'm just going to stop. And I found that when my hamstring went. Like, ran, was running, hurt, stopped, stretched, walked it up, walked it off.
Yeah.
Tried running again. No. Okay, there's maybe a problem here. Started walking back. I'm going to try one more time. No. And just walk the rest of the way home. You know what I mean?
Like, you listen to your body.
Yeah, right? It was
yelling very loudly.
It was. And I think that's something, and for guys especially, that's where the ego comes into play. And that's where you kind of got to be like, no. I got to stop. And all, and thinking of your mental health too, because chronic pain is really bad for your mental health as well.
Yes.
And so you should 1,000% keep that in mind as well. When you're overworking yourself and you're starting to get sore all the time, that's going to also impact your ability to perform, because mentally you're just done. And in agony.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a great metaphor with respect to what we've just been talking about there that I found was, you want to think of your cells as a pit crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you don't see the guys ripping around on their NASCARs or their F1s going around the track 500 times without pulling over.
Yeah.
Right? They have to take a rest. Yes, granted, it's seconds, but that's, you know, that's a different animal. It's a vehicle as opposed to a person. But, you know, your body, the cells and your muscle fibers are like a pit crew. As soon as you're done ripping them apart by doing your hour and a half long workout, you know, the pit crew gets to work. And if you don't give the pit crew enough time, you're going to go out there with a flat tire, or you're going to go out there without enough gas, or you're going to go out there without something that's going to help drive you, and it's not going to be a successful run.
No, and unlike with an automobile where they can swap out all four tires and fuel up within like 30 seconds, it takes a lot more time to replace your hip or a joint, you know.
And then recover from replacing those joints.
That's right. Exactly. Or to get your nerves back in order, you know, like I actually mean your physical nerves, like, you know, in your body. Like, it all takes time, and sometimes it never heals.
Well, exactly. And if it's not done right, you know, if the rehab isn't done right, or if you've done too much damage prior to getting any of these surgeries or doing rehab or, you know, getting any sort of assistance when you do have chronic pain, you know, the rehab and the getting yourself back to any semblance of normal can take even longer.
Oh yeah.
You know, the more you've beaten yourself down, the harder it is to get yourself back up.
And
mentally and physically.
Exactly. That's why like boxers, when they lose a match, they're not back up training the next day. They're assessing and thinking and giving themselves time to rest
and recuperate.
Right.
Exactly. So yeah, that's
rest
a very
days,
quick,
man.
Yeah, a very quick summary of, you know, the fact that rest days are vital, and too many people do not do that. They don't listen to it. They think they can just push through it, and it can do significant damage, because it can, without rest days, you go right back to your previous episode of overtraining, right? And then you're going to be out from the gym or out from whatever exercise you're doing, whether it's boxing or yoga or whatever. If you overdo it, you're out, you know, and then you're going to miss one or two or three extra days or weeks because, guess what, I tore my hamstring, or I pulled my groin, or I strained my pectoral muscle or something, right?
And or your elbow or your neck or...
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't take much. You know, it doesn't take much to hurt, but it takes a lot to repair.
It does.
Right? So by listening to your body or getting the help of a proper trainer or support from a medical practitioner, whether it's a chiropractor, massage therapist, that sort of thing, someone that can help you along, then that's giving you more tools in your tool belt to make sure that you're ready to go.
Awesome. Well, there we go. Yes, rest days and the importance of.
Exactly. So you can find me on Instagram at James Suds, and you can find Anatomic Fitness Training and Coaching on Facebook.
Cool. And we'll be back next week
with a surprise episode.
But we're not just recycling an old one.
No.
We are not. We did that once. Y'all fell for it. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We had actually quite a lot.
We did.
That's great. Quite a lot of downloads on that one. So this one is going to harken back to the days of our...
Harken back.
Yeah. Hey, that just came off the top of my head.
That's good.
Harken back to the days of our most downloaded series of episodes, which was the mental health stuff.
Yeah.
When I... met with Lisa Watson and we had our great discussion and session with her energy medicine practice, I went back. And what we're going to play for you next week and introduce a little more thoroughly next week is the episode will be about exactly what happens when you get to her facility. You sit down with her in the room prior to the massage session, and she explains to you what she's going to do.
Yes.
And that's what the next episode will be. And that's an incredibly interesting 15, 20 minutes that I have listened to more than once myself. So we thought we'd share that with everybody so that you can hear a little more in depth about what the heck goes on in there and why it's well worth your time to check it out.
Cool. Do you want to just say the last, you know?
I guess we, yeah, we got to say goodbye now. So yeah, so make sure you tune next week for that with Lisa Watson. And thank you for downloading the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. And for Jason, I am James, and have a great week.